Good morning. Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you in studio. I have Melanie Martin. She's a pastor of community care for First United Methodist Church. Also have Rebecca Borgman. She's a pastoral intern at First United Methodist Church. And we're talking about the Global Leadership Summit that'll be in Manhattan August 9th through the 10th. And again, Melanie, the first time for this to be in Manhattan.
Yeah, this is the first time that we'll have a local Manhattan public site. So it's really exciting.
And worldwide. I mean, this is pretty in tune and in touch with the whole world community.
Yes, it is. So as I said, when we're going to be watching it at our Manhattan site, we'll know that we're joined by almost 500,000 people around the globe, also learning from the same list of speakers and the same topics. So it's exciting to see the way that our community is really taking to this and excited about it. We have a group from the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation. Kansas Farm Bureau is taking a large team. Riley County Corrections has a big group that they're bringing. Then we also have a couple other churches, like Crestview Christian Church has a big one. Even a few people from Manhattan are going to make the trip here. They've gone to Kansas City in the past, and it's exciting to have a closer option.
And again, this will be August 9th through the 10th. It'll be at the K-State Student Union in Forum Hall. Mm-hmm. And Rebecca, if you want to talk a little bit about some registration, if folks are interested, what they need to do to do all that. If you're the person, maybe that's Melanie's question.
Yeah. That's a Melanie question.
So the registrations, if you Google Global Leadership Summit, it will pop up the map as far as where the locations are. Or you can go to the First United Methodist Church website, our front banner, you click on that, and that will take you to the registrations. We want to make sure this first year that price is not an issue for anybody. So we have full ride scholarships available by contacting me. Again, you can go through our church website to find this, my contact information. And then also, we have some discount rates available for nonprofits. And so that's something exciting that people can check out. The normal rate right now is $209. Any military student faculty can attend for $89. And that's available just by clicking the box on the registration form. And then other discounts and free ride scholarships can be accessed through me.
And this will take place from 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Again, August 9th through the 10th, a two-day event. Very TED Talk sort of style with this global conference. And again, maybe just for some folks tuning in, Melanie, if you want to remind them just maybe how long this Global Leadership Summit has been going on and just rehash some of the places it's been
before.
Sure.
Yeah, this is 26 years that it's been going on. It's been offered around Kansas in the past, but no location has really been close enough to Manhattan to make it a day trip. So we're excited to bring it here. It's all over the globe. So we have sites translated into various languages. Usually there's a U.S. and a global site partner to help learn from each other and kind of take the lesson of how do we work well and lead regardless of people's background and integrate that. So it should be pretty exciting.
As far as the speakers that are going to be, are a lot of speakers going to be here, or some of them be here via video? How's that going to work?
Yeah, they'll be in the Chicago is the live site, and so it will be satellite. But it's amazing. I've gone, this will be my eighth year, and it's kind of like a good movie or a good book. You know, you start, but then you really get lost in it, and you forget that you're watching on a screen. But we will have some lunch breakouts, so Pastor Barry Parks from University Christian Church, and then Mayor Linda Morse will be a lunch breakout, and we have a couple more to be secure.
And real quick, just kind of like I did with Dr. Davis, just kind of get to know my guests a little bit more.
Yeah.
And Melanie, if you just want to talk about kind of your background, maybe where you're from and what brought you to Manhattan, unless you're already from Manhattan.
Sure. I'm from the Kansas City area and went to K-State. Then I went up to Chicago to receive a master's that you need to be a pastor in the Methodist system. And then the bishop appoints you a church, so I got appointed back here.
And in Chicago, what part of Chicago did you go to, or what school?
It was a seminary on Northwestern's campus called Garrett. Yeah.
Oh, nice. I lived in Chicago for a very brief time back in 2009 or 10, somewhere around there. And it was It's a fun town.
It is. It's really fun. It's fun. I thought I would stay there forever, but then after a while, it's like, wow, parking's really expensive.
Oh, I didn't have a car when I was there. I just used public transportation. Of course, I lived in Wrigleyville, so I was kind of
That's a cool
location. Have to really worry about having my own car too much. Public transportation was pretty good. Rebecca, tell us a little about yourself.
So I'm originally from Platte Center, Nebraska, which is a small town in northern Nebraska. And I'm currently a undergraduate student at Southwestern College in Winfield, Kansas.
Hey, I'm from Winfield.
Woo!
Oh, the Go Vikings.
And I'm studying philosophy and religion and looking to go into pastoral ministry. And so I am interning with Melanie at First United Methodist Church to get my feet wet and to see if this is really what I want to do with my life.
Mm-hmm. And what do you think of Manhattan so far?
I'm loving it. Great town.
I was trying to think of the good places. And how long have you been in Winfield? Just for Southwestern College?
Yeah, just for college.
Well, you got to go by, if you haven't yet, College Hill Coffee.
Oh, yeah. It's right on campus.
Right on campus.
I'm there like every week, just about every day, studying and drinking coffee and eating quiche.
Oh, they have some great quiche there at College Hill Coffee.
Their quiche is amazing.
Yeah, that's good stuff. And now I'm getting all homesick now.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
We're talking about the Global Leadership Summit.
And quiche.
And quiche. On August 9th through the 10th, it'll be here in Manhattan, one of the satellite events here in Manhattan, here with Melanie Martin. She is the pastor of communicare for First United Methodist Church, also here with Rebecca Borgman, who's just at Southwestern College, a fellow College Hill Coffee fan. Pastoral intern at First United Methodist Church. And Melanie, going back and talking about this summit that's coming up, it seems like it's a real, just looking at the guest list, and it's an impressive guest list, a very TED Talk style that people will be able to watch. Mm-hmm. And it really seems like there is a very heavy entrepreneurship sort of focus.
Yeah. Every year there's a bit of a special focus. So this year we're carrying on from last year's focus of everybody has influence. So how can we use kind of that drive within us, that drive to make the world better, to offer a better experience in business or hospitality? And so a lot of speakers around that. We also feel like it's topical for our time. A secondary emphasis is going to be on cultural intelligence. How can we be respectful of everyone and work well with everyone and offer kind of some groundbreaking hospitality, regardless of people's backgrounds, their stories, and where they come from? That's kind of the beauty of this global summit, is that there's very few things offered all across the globe. And there's very few things that can be just as relevant in Manhattan, Kansas, to maybe a small town in Ethiopia. There's actually 9 sites in Ethiopia, which is pretty cool and speaks to the way that these speakers are going to talk about things that everybody can learn from.
And that's really kind of tells you how universal some of the messages is from the speakers, that they're speaking to so many different people, so many different backgrounds and geographic regions, but those messages hit home everywhere.
Oh, yeah. That's so true.
Here with Melanie Martin, the pastor of community care for First United Methodist Church, and also Rebecca Borgman, pastoral intern at the church, talking about the Global Leadership Summit. That'll be in Manhattan August 9th through the 10th. Have just about 4 minutes left in the program. Do want to remind folks that phone lines are open if you have any questions, comments, concerns. 785-537-1350 is the number to answer. And just, again, going back to that entrepreneurial spirit that seems to be the focus of this. And if you want to be an entrepreneur, what a time it is just in the world and in the whole civilization timeline to do it, because the tools for people to start their own businesses is immense.
Mm-hmm. It really is. And an exciting thing that I'll let Rebecca speak a little bit more to as well, as has been a primary area of her emphasis, is that we're going to give resources and really make it possible for people, if they've enjoyed a talk, to integrate it down to the people they work with, maybe other entrepreneurs that they know. So why don't you tell them a little bit about our bookstore?
Yeah. So we're going to have a bookstore at the summit. And this bookstore is going to have, like, the books that the speakers, their last book, the book that they've been talking about at the conference. And there's going to be a couple, like, books that aren't on shelves yet. They have not been released yet. So they're brand new books that our guests will be able to get before anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
get right in there.
Yeah, get it first. And then later in the fall, the First United Methodist Church will get a DVD of all of the talks. So an exciting thing is to have that be something that everybody in the community can have access to, can borrow, so that I think that's the beauty and why the summit has grown so large, because people go, they get inspired, and they kind of think, I wish my whole team could have heard that. Mm-hmm. So making that available so that hopefully every year this event can just grow and it can be something that people have common language with. I attended a training event for this, and there was a woman in Indianapolis that had this in her town. Her Chamber of Commerce offered it, and so many people went in the town that it was a common language. So when people would talk about cultural intelligence, or when they talk about a concept covered last year, white space, people would just know, yes, okay, I went to the summit, I know what they're talking about. And so it's kind of exciting the potential this could have.
And is this something that Manhattan is kind of locked into now? That could we expect this in 2019 as well, or is it just kind of a shifting sort of thing?
That's the hope. That's the goal. The idea is that each year we're going to grow a little bigger. We would love any business that comes this year, any organization, any nonprofit. Next year, we hope to grow to a point where we can have booths, informational opportunities, so that people, if they do have a entrepreneur effort that they want to share or showcase, it could be available during the breaks. You know, different businesses, churches could do the same. So we hope every year we'll just take it a step bigger and have it be something that we all come to just know. August, it's going to be the summit.
And again, looking at the list of folks who are going to talk, and you'll be able to check out at this leadership summit, include T.D. Jakes. So, seen him on TV, all sorts of different interviews.
Yeah.
Angela Atherance, is that?
Ahrens.
Ahrens. Yeah, she's the senior vice president of retail for a little company you may have heard of, Apple.
Yeah.
May have heard of them. She probably has a lot of knowledge. Nobody knows how to market like Apple does.
Oh, yeah.
So a lot of great stuff there.
It should be good, yeah. And sometimes you're best speakers are the ones that you have no idea who they are, but sometimes ones that you look forward to. Like one of my favorite talks like 6 years ago was Blake Mycoskie from Tom's Shoes. And it's just amazing to get to hear what drove them to start what they're doing and for it to become so big.
Well, looking forward to it. Melanie Martin, Pastor of Community Care for First United Methodist Church, and Rebecca Boardman, pastoral intern. Thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you.
A lot of fun talking about it. If you missed any of today's show, it'll be online later on demand at newsradiokman.com. Thanks for listening. See you all tomorrow.
And tomorrow on K-Man's In Focus, one of our Riley County commissioners to be featured. It's now 10 a.m. CBS News, followed by the Clark Howard Show's next.
When it comes to shopping, there's no place like home. That's why your local Carpet One of Manhattan encourages you to keep your business in the community. KMAN, Manhattan. This is CBS News on the Hour.